Moving on from John Edwards to Howard Dean. A lot has been said about the former Vermont governor's efforts to galvanize a whole new set of voters via the internet and through his high-energy stump speeches. And Dean supporters themselves have earned a reputation for being passionate. We hear from one living in upstate New York.
Hello, my name's Vicki Trojaner. I'm a 43-year-old married mother of a 4-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old son. I guess you would consider me a grassroots volunteer for Howard Dean campaign. The first time I saw Howard Dean was on TV. Walked in my bedroom, saw a little clip, and just what he was saying just took my breath away. Here was a man on TV. I had never seen him before, never heard of him before, and it was like I was hearing my voice. It was like, why and why and why? And that's what I wanted to know, why. He was asking the questions of it in a very public forum that I had been asking myself and other people in my community in private. I don't know if Howard Dean would know who I am personally. I do know that Howard Dean knows what most of Americans are looking for as far as answers and what their lives entails. Would he recognize me by sight? I don't know. I'm one of maybe 15,000 people that show up at a rally for him. We usually have a Dean pin on or a Dean t-shirt. Does it bother me that he might not recognize me? Not in the least. I was lucky enough to have him sign a t-shirt, a dirty, filthy, disgusting t-shirt that was left on my staircase from a Dean Corps cleanup event in Ithaca, New York that my nieces and her friends participated in also. And he was like almost amazed that we could, as a grassroots organization, we could reach out and not only do work on his campaign, but also get community members involved. Nobody pays me to do this. I pay my own way. So I happen to give up on a certain amount of things. I happen to drive a 91 Chevy station wagon that I figure will last me a few more years so that I could have a little extra money to take a plane ticket out to Iowa, etc. I'm willing to make a sacrifice for this campaign. Basically, my husband did to me because he knew that it meant a lot to me. For Christmas, he gave me the plane ticket to Iowa, and my children didn't get any presents from Mommy and Daddy. Their money went to a donation for Howard Dean's campaign. To me, they really didn't need another Barbie doll or another toy. What they really needed to have was a decent future for them. Regardless of whatever else happens, I'm going to come away from this campaign knowing that, yes, I can and should be heard, and I can make a difference in some way, somehow. And what it's going to take is every person who is concerned about what's going on in our country to just please sit, stand up, voice their concern, and make sure they're being heard.
Vicki Trojaner is a mother and Dean supporter traveling with the campaign.